from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This affects Brock Purdy, right? I mean, this affects Brock Purdy.
Or does it put more pressure on him?
Well, I mean, let me just ask, let me start here. When you heard about all this, what was your first thought? Hey, Trevor Lawrence just signed one of the biggest contracts. He's now among the highest paid quarterbacks in the league.
I'm going real.
Tied for number one.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Okay.
And the game right now is the boom in the wide receiver market, and in this instance, the quarterback market. There is no way on any earth that Trevor Lawrence is worth this amount of money, but I sound like a hater. His employer gave that to him. So now I think about Brock Purdy, Steiny, and all of a sudden, have you noticed Chris Sims, CBS Sports wrote an article I sent to you.
We'll get into
talking about Brock Purdy's going to regress, but I remember Jed York a few months back said they're ready for their quarterback, Brock Purdy, to reset the market. And I just think about the Niners offense as a whole, this last playoff run. I think about the Green Bay game. Let's just say had Savage, the defender for the Packers, held on to that ball, which would have been a pick six. What if that, and it's not about if, but I just can't get over those thoughts, Donnie. What if that was our lasting impression of Brock Purdy? Would it be imminent to say he's going to get a contract like this? So I think what you said months ago about the arrogance of Kyle and how he's finicky, and we don't really know just how in love with Brock he is. We know he's in love, but now we're talking about this type of investment into a guy, mind you, that's taking your team to a Super Bowl, an NFC Championship game, which he got hurt in. So I guess I need to quit comparing and contrasting these quarterbacks and say to the Niners brass, does Brock get the job done for you at the quarterback position? And right now, it looks like the answer is yes. So why wouldn't he get this type of contract?
Well, first of all, you brought something up and
I
said, what if they had lost to the Packers?
Oh, Steiny, it was there.
Right, but he would still have a year to make up for it. You know what I mean?
No doubt about it.
If he bounces back this year, let's say they'd lost in the first round and everybody's disappointed. Now they come out this upcoming year and go, 12-5 and get to the NFC Championship again and maybe he wouldn't be in a nearly as advantageous of a position as he is right now, but I don't think all would be lost. It would just really depend on this upcoming year. I mean, my first thought was, how does this impact Ayuk? And I get it, Ayuk's a receiver, but if you keep seeing the price tag for Brock Purdy go up and up and up,
oh man!
At some point, and if you know, let's take it one of two ways. The 49ers either know they're going to have to pay Purdy, or they're going to not pay Purdy. But let's say they're going to pay Purdy. A going rate, they'll try to do the best deal they can, but it's still going to be way more than anybody ever thought a couple years ago. Don't you have to start making decisions with other players on the team? Maybe not. I mean, you've got to start budgeting.
And I think we might be seeing that manifest right now with the slowness. And I know people keep going to the calendar and the months in regard to where the other big boys, Debo and Bosa, got signed. That was a couple months, you know, down the road. But Steiny, what if that's happening right now?
I don't know. It might be. It might not be.
And how much is Purdy worth?
I don't know.
The biggest piece to that puzzle going to be this next season?
It has to be, you would think.
So what if he were, and I'm not being negative, what if he were average or regressed? They still make the playoffs, but, you know, it.
Then maybe you get him for what, 43?
Okay.
I don't know. But what if they win the Super Bowl? You got to pay him 60?
Yeah, no, you give him the blank. You play that York sound of, we're ready for him to reset the market.
I mean,
Steiny, $200 million guaranteed?
I know.
For a guy that, let me give you his record, and okay. I know it's a team record. He's 20-30, Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
58 touchdowns to 39 interceptions. Has one of the greatest comebacks in the playoff game against the Chargers. But other than that, he's the only one in that draft class that's kind of done anything. But I don't look at him as Joe Burrow, but at the end of the day, it ain't about that. I sound like a hater.
No,
What's the going rate?
See, I don't think you sound like a hater. I think this is one of those, I can't believe I'll say it, but it is what it is. If Trevor Lawrence is making what he's making, you know, Brock Purdy's going to make money.
He's smiling right now. You got to think.
I would think so. Yeah. So I got a couple questions for 49er fans at 888-957-9570. When you saw the Trevor Lawrence contract, and you're a San Francisco 49er fan, what kind of connection did you make? What were your thoughts outside of, oh, that's a lot of money for Trevor Lawrence? And here's the other one. I just read this from the Xfinity Mobile text line for the 415. Trevor Lawrence isn't worth the money.
Okay. Who cares?
Maybe not.
His team thinks he is.
And now he is. Now he makes $50 million average a year. $50 million Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I'll just, is Trevor Lawrence better than Brock Purdy, or is Brock Purdy better than Trevor Lawrence? I'm going to say, I don't know.
What do you think? All right. DNA, genetically?
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence is better.
Okay.
On the field, Brock Purdy's is better.
Would Trevor Lawrence?
In big moments. I believe that. Now, with who the 40, would I take?
Let me ask you this. Okay. If the 40, just high, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
If you put Trevor Lawrence in the Niner offense, the show would go on, and they might even win a Super Bowl.
Are they better off, the same, or maybe a little worse?
I think they're better off because he could do more physically.
Okay. So, all right. But it seems like he's in the ballpark at Trevor Lawrence, right? And he's had more team success.
No doubt.
And individually, Purdy's numbers are much better than.
There's nothing we could say to say right now on this day. And what's the street vernacular, Steiny? Yesterday's price ain't today's price.
Sure,
this helped Brock. And it probably might be the end of Ayuk. And what I don't get about this whole Rubik's Cube about the 49ers' finances, Steiny, is I thought this was going to happen after Brandon Ayuk got his money. There was going to be no hassle. And then next year was going to be, hey, we got to trade Debo. We got to do this or that to free up some bread. But it seems like today on this non-payday Friday that the budget, shout out the rental, it's already happening. And this doesn't help. It can't.
We came into the season, or off season, thinking Ayuk was the big
slam dunk.
Well, or just the biggest thing. And what have we heard? McCaffrey actually got his deal done. Now we hear rumors that Trent Williams may want his deal redone. Purdy's sitting there, and if he has a year like last year, he's getting 50, right?
Yeah,
and I guess
he might get more than that.
He might. He might.
And you're right. What if they did win a Super Bowl?
Are you paying him 50? I mean, here's the way I look at it. Steiny, would you pay him 50? Geez, I don't. That's a lot. I guess if you have to, but that's not a great reason to do it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
He took you in his first year to an NFC Championship game, followed that up after wrecking his elbow with the Super Bowl, and let's just say they get back to the Super Bowl. Steiny, my question to you and the listeners would be, and Evan, No. What more are you looking for, bud?
You're right.
He's got an A plus right now in regard to winning the team success. Or are you right when you said months ago, I'm being redundant, but it stuck with me. Does Kyle have like a threshold to where it's like, hey.
Exactly.
Brock, I know you're good, but I could go make Evan Giddings. I can go find somebody for way cheaper and get us to where we've gotten to.
I don't know.
It's incredible.
I think that's what makes this so interesting is all these questions you're saying. What do you think? I don't know. Does somebody out there really think they know exactly how Kyle Shanahan feels about Purdy? How can you?
Can I take a crack at it?
Sure.
I thought as Betsy, the guy that has matching tattoos, Chris Sims, who I thought was an advocate, and everything that came out of Chris Sims' mouth, I thought Kyle fed it to him. That's just me.
But now all of a sudden,
he's on the other side of the street saying, hey, your boy could have thrown blah, blah. Like, it ain't all pro Brock, and I know it's not jealousy. I'm wondering if Kyle is kind of, hey, man, this thing's out of control. We can't give this kid that.
This is crazy. We're absolutely going to play the Chris Sims sound on the other side. And I'm sorry, but when I hear Chris Sims talk, I cannot disconnect his relationship with Kyle Shanahan. They're tight. It's almost like, Adrian Wojnarowski has a relationship with the Hurley family.
I didn't like that. I've been in the hospital.
Well, we can talk about that later, too.
He hooked him up. Go ahead. I'm interrupting.
But my point is that we're just average people, but we know that Woj is a great reporter, but he's Hurley's guy. I mean, it is. He is. And Chris Sims is Kyle's guy. 650 says Chris Sims is trying to keep the price low.
Man.
I mean, I don't know what Chris Sims is trying to do. I don't know if he's speaking for Kyle. I don't know if he's advocating for, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's just being truthful. But the 49ers at some point are going to have to make a decision on Brock Purdy. And it just feels like a few months ago, you got to pay Purdy what you got to pay him. I mean, you just got to pay him market rate. He's going to reset the market. This market's getting crazy. And
yes, man. And rich.
And he's a good quarterback. He's really good. Is he a top five?
He's playing. Again, from a team perspective, he's top five, Steiner.
Are you if
Lamar, Dak, all those guys you mentioned a few minutes ago haven't did diddly squat compared to Brock Purdy's team success?
But isn't there something about when you have Lamar Jackson, okay, you're guaranteed a certain level of success because he's that great of a quarterback?
Well, if you use that with Brock, it's short sample size, that's greater than Lamar. Because he's been to a Super Bowl NFC championship.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.